We're about 2 weeks away from the Winter Olympics, an event that is sure to unite the world. The motto for the Winter Olympics in Beijing, Together for a Shared Future. I don't know about you guys, but I have no interest in a shared future with China. Call me crazy, but I'm just not conducive to living in a concentration camp. Am I bad? I should call it a re-education camp. I don't want to have to worry about watching what I say, fearing government retaliation if I say something negative about the CCP. I don't want the government controlling me from cradle to grave, telling me where to go to school, what to do for a living. I would not make it 24 hours living under the oppression of the Chinese government. So you can keep your shared future away from me. I had a friend who worked over in China for 2 years. This is about 15 years ago. He was in a position of authority. He told me, when you're working with the people over there, you have to describe in detail exactly what you want them to do. For example, if the floor needs to be swept, here in America, you tell someone, hey, go sweep the floor. Simple as that. In China, you say, I need you to pick up that broom, sweep the shit on the floor into a pile, sweep the pile into a dustpan, dump the dustpan into the trash can, and then put the broom back where you found it. The people over there are conditioned from childhood to only do exactly as they are told. There is no autonomy to make your own decisions. Everything is regulated. You're monitored 24 hours a day. Does that sound like a great future to you? For years, the mainstream media has been pushing America to be more like China. They don't call it communism. They know people cringe when they hear that word. So they're constantly changing the terminology. Now I think they're calling it state-run capitalism. Call it whatever the hell you want. It's just a fancy way of describing oppression. One member of the mainstream media who has been vocal about the Olympics choosing China again is Bob Costas. Now I have to admit, Bob Costas has surprised me. Being involved with the media, it's kind of like being a politician. When a young politician first gets elected, he thinks he's going to go up to Washington, D.C. and actually change things. He's going to be the man that drains the swamp. He's going to get rid of all the corruption, the lobbying, the backroom deals. I am taking D.C. and giving it back to the people. That idealized view doesn't last for very long. Jesus would have a difficult time not being corrupted in Washington, D.C. It's the same thing in the mainstream media. You get involved with the media thinking you're going to change the system, change the way things are. What ends up happening is the system changes you. The twisted far-left viewpoints, they become the norm because you're around it every day. It changes your mentality. It changes your values. You enter the mainstream media loving your country. After a few years, or in the case of Bob Costas, over 40 years, you start to believe America is racist, transphobic, homophobic, which is why I am pleasantly surprised with how vocal Bob Costas has been against China and the International Olympic Committee. Yesterday, he was on CNN with Brian Stelter. Most of you probably have never heard of Brian Stelter. No one watches CNN or his shitty show. Brian Stelter is an avid social justice warrior who spends his spare time trying the newest cuisine at fast food restaurants. This is a man who's not seen the inside of a weight room in decades, hasn't been inside a woman since birth. So he has Bob Costas on his show yesterday, and Bob Costas torched the IOC and NBC for that matter. Check it out for yourself.
We should preface this by saying that no one could have anticipated COVID, no matter what the venue is, but the IOC deserves all of the disdain and disgust that comes their way for going back to China yet again. They were in Beijing in 2008. They go to Sochi in 2014. They're shameless about this stuff. Mm. And so this takes place not only amid COVID games of a year ago, but as you mentioned, the restrictions on press freedom and the sense that everyone there is being monitored in some way. We had that feeling in 2008 in Beijing. I think, if anything, it's been ramped up now. And it isn't just NBC, any network that broadcasts big sports events is simultaneously in a position, it's quasi-journalistic at best. You're reporting a news event and what surrounds it in the case of the Olympics. It isn't just what's confined to one game in a stadium. You're reporting on an event, but you're also promoting the event.
The Winter Olympics in Beijing is going to be the least watched Olympics of all time for a variety of reasons, many of which Bob Costas just mentioned. We all know that the COVID originated in China with the assistance of Anthony Fauci, who should be in prison. China has refused to be transparent about the originations of the COVID, but they damn sure haven't forgotten about it. The CCP is once again locking down their population. I saw a report the other day where they opened up COVID camps over in China. It's kind of like the summer camp you went to as a child, but instead of sleeping in bunk beds and playing on the lake, you're forced to wear an astronaut suit and you're confined to sleeping quarters the size of a bathroom on an airplane. That's not the only fun camp the Chinese government provides their population. You have the resort-like camp the Uyghur Muslims are living in right now, with such fine accommodations like 24-hour room service, where they beat and torture you, forced labor. Monday is a special day in the camp. It's the one day of the week where they actually decide to feed you. We all know about the human rights violations in China, yet this is the third time in less than 15 years that the IOC has placed the Olympics in China. Clearly, they didn't learn their lesson the first two times, or they just don't care. Now, the reason the Winter Olympics are in Beijing next month is because no other city on Earth wanted to host it. We did a video on this over the summer. I can't remember which city or which country it was over in Europe that was considering hosting the Olympics. Their government polled their citizens, asking them if they wanted to host the Olympics. The answer was a resounding no. Later in the video, Bob Costas said the IOC enforces a policy banning political statements during the Olympics. Where the hell was the enforcement of that policy last summer in Tokyo? The Tokyo Olympics were an SJW's wet dream. America selected the worst of the worst to represent us. We had Megan Rapinoe falling to her knees before every game, praying that she gets equal pay for money she hasn't earned. Gwen Berry telling the world how awful America is, then proceeding to finish dead last in whatever the hell she was competing in. I for damn sure know she was not competing in a beauty contest. Then we had Raven Saunders. I'm just going to leave that one alone. The point is, the IOC allowed these people to tarnish their own country. Now, you weren't allowed to voice your opinion if you had an opposing viewpoint, but if you were one of the identifiers, you know, the people who identify as a different gender on a daily basis, one day they're male, the next day they're female, sometimes they're a non-binary tiger. They all identify as virgins, especially the non-binary. It's kind of hard to have sex when you don't identify with reproductive organs. Now, if you were an identifier and you hated America, you were allowed to use the Olympic platform to say whatever the hell you wanted. There hasn't been nearly as much anti-American sentiment going into the Winter Olympics. Now, I don't know if that's because the IOC is actually enforcing the no politics policy, or there's just a complete lack of interest in the Olympics. So if someone were saying something, no one cares. Now, I only disagreed with Bob Costas on one thing that he said yesterday. Brian Stelter asked him what NBC could control regarding the reporting of human rights violations in China, bringing awareness to it. Bob Costas said that the media would acknowledge the authoritarian Chinese government at the start of the Olympics, but after that, it wouldn't be mentioned any further. I 100% disagree. I don't think the mainstream media will say shit about the Chinese government. They've never done it before. Why would they start now? Plus, there's the fear aspect. While they're in China, the CCP is monitoring them, watching their every move, listening to everything that they say. The CCP, they don't take kindly to people talking negatively about them, otherwise known as telling the truth and exposing them. The American media doesn't have the balls to call out China from their penthouse apartment in New York City. So why in the hell would anyone think they're going to have the balls to do it in Beijing? I think the Winter Olympics are going to be a colossal failure for NBC. We are 2 weeks away, and no one is talking about it. Interest is at an all-time low. Heading into the Tokyo Olympics last summer, we were talking about it 2 months ahead of time. And here we are, 2 weeks out. And the Winter Olympics, already an afterthought. This is a dying brand with a horrible public perception. Cities no longer want the Olympics, and fewer people care to watch it. All right, let me know what you guys think of Bob Costas calling out the IOC. Sound off in the comments below. Patreon link is in the description below. If you feel so inclined, and think what we do here on the channel is worthy of your financial support, head on over to Patreon and sign up. I appreciate those of you that have already done so. Once we get a few more signed up to Patreon, I'm going to start doing members-only content over there, maybe live Q&As. We'll figure it out once we cross that bridge. Now, if you don't want to sign up for Patreon, you can support the channel by sharing the video. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. You can email me at btlkc84@gmail.com. I always respond to emails. Sometimes not in the timeliest fashion, but I do always respond to emails. You can follow me on Twitter at kc_btl84. I'll see you guys later.